Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once more at the Keynote Club, but it's a little different tonight. Tonight there's a sign on the door which says private party, and that's what we're going to have with Amos Milburn.
Oh, let's have a party!
Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Sitting down looking sad and blue. You know tomorrow wasn't promised to you. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Don't sit around and get old and gray. Put your clothes on, baby. Let's go out and play. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. You don't live but once, and baby, that's all. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Amos Milburn there. Let's get booted and have a ball. Well, we'll probably do that later on. That was Let's Have a Party, was the title of his most successful album, or one of his most successful albums on Aladdin, but it was originally issued as a single in 1964 on Aladdin 3218. And I see the guests are starting to come in, and here's Alonzo Scale with his baby, who likes to shuffle. Alonzo Scales and My Baby Likes to Shuffle. That was on a Mercury subsidiary, Wing 90020, from 1955.
Thank you.
was J.B. Lenoir covering a Ray Charles hit, What Did I Say? And that was called Do What I Say. It was on VJ 352 from 1960. Well, let's have some rockabilly now. And the rockabilly spot this week is occupied by Jimmy C. Newman, actually the C sort of a Cajun, but this is really rockabilly, and it's Carry On. Carry On by Jimmy C. Newman. That was on Dot 15766 from 1958. Jimmy went on to have quite a good career and made some really big hit records. That wasn't one of them, but it was still a good record, I think. Okay, let's go to a really rare record now. And a man who wouldn't normally feature in this spot, Bumblebee Slim, Amos Easton, a real name, was quite a well-known blues singer in the 30s. Most of his records were fairly successful. But this was one of his very, very early records made for the Paramount Record Company at the time when they were teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. And I guess they probably didn't press very many. And I believe only two have survived. This is Paramount 13132 from 1931, and it's Rough, Rugged Road Blues.
Thank you. happy nothing. Just can't be my dream. Oh, look down on folks, pity my worried kids. Lord, look down on me, pity my worried kids. Help me to rise once more, I'm gonna change my free-hearted ways. Yes, give me one friend to keep me from feeling so sad.
Bumblebee Slim and Rough Rugged Road Blues. The guitar player is unknown, but I like to think that it's actually Slim playing himself. He was known to be a guitar player, but I don't know that anybody's ever actually heard him play. Anyway, that's probably Bumblebee Slim on guitar. So let's go over now to the jazz band stand. And up on the stand, we've got the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. And here they are live at the club.
Thank you. Sticks, ladies and gentlemen, the Sticks. Thank you very much.
Well, there they go. That really got the party jumping. That was Sticks, as he said, by Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Cannonball on alto, Nat Adderley trumpet, Joe Zawinul piano. Great album, that. And the number was P6122/5736. Okay, well, Jimmy McCracklin's brought along one of the girls from behind the bar. It's a beer tavern girl.
Now I told you about the girl I met at Vine and 18. I met one last night that beat her all I see. She drank one at Boss of Beer in 1 hour and 10 minutes. And jumped up from the table and looked at me and started grinning and hollering. Oh, I ain't never gonna kill my thirst. I said, oh, baby, better pray that you don't burst. Every 10 minutes she would take a little walk, and every time she'd go and come, she'd want 5 more quarts. I asked her, what did she do to make room for more? She looked at me and said, you fool, wouldn't you like to know? And hollered, ah, oh, you never did it to my turn. I said, oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. Look out, hubba, hubba. She ordered a 5-pound T-bone with potatoes and beef. She said, I'm on a diet, daddy, and then looked around. She said, I want another beer so I can smooth it on down. And hollered, ah, oh, ain't another beer to kill my thirst. I said, oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. Look out! $50 all I have. She said, okay then, daddy, you call me a cab. I looked down at her stomach and she took a glance. She said, on second thought, you better call an ambulance. And hollered, ah, room 308. I'm going to the operating table. That's what I got to take.
Jimmy McCracklin with his Beer Tavern Girl. That was on Irma, presumably her name. Irma 109, I'm just kidding. And that was from 1957. Here's another young lady come to the party. It's Annie Laurie, and it's been a long time.
You. First I got a fever,
Danny Laurie missing us. It's been a long time on OK 4-6973, and that was from 1953. Well, moving right along, time for a break, and we're going to have a little gospel music. This is one of my favourite all-time gospel groups, the Dixie Hummingbirds, formed back in 1928, and I guess they had a run of maybe 50 years, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, this is the Dixie Hummingbirds from 1968, and Going On.
Now ever since I've been converted, I've been working for my crown. But the devil, he don't like it. He's been trying to turn me around. But I'm just going on, I'm just going on until my work is done. I've got to overcome so I can make it home. Oh Lord, make the devil.
By 1968 was almost the end of that hard gospel sound, but there the Dixie Hummingbirds are still doing it. Going on Peacock 3148. Great record. In case you wondered, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at sheffieldlive.org, where you will find podcast all the previous Keynote Clubs. We're now up to 121, so there's quite a few that you can listen to there. There's a lot of hours of entertainment of this kind of music. And now you might like to go and put the kettle on because it's time for the break. And I'm going to leave you for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith, fighting for the Vice City Mamas and proud proprietor of BJ's Used Autos. Cars from all over America come to find a new home in Florida. Just like you. I moved here after the draft. Football, not Vietnam, even though they do have a lot in common. I noticed there was one thing missing from this great town. A celebrity-endorsed used car shop. That's why I founded BJ's Used Autos. Every one of these beauties is freshly painted. They look brand new. We have new models coming in every morning, usually around 2 a.m. We can get you anything. And if you see a car of your dreams, tell us. We can acquire it for you. I've taken the skills I've learned as a pro football player to the used car business. Smash, grab, and run like hell. BJ's Used Autos. I'm tackling low prices with hot cars.
Glistening medallion, silk shirt open to the navel. Something missing?
Complete the look.
Complete the look with a personalized chest wig at Vice City's one-stop shop for people who know what the ladies want. Wow, you look manly.
Complete the look.
Thank you.
That was Hen Gates and his Gaiters, Great Gates Rock, and it's on a Master Seal LP called Let's All Dance to Rock and Roll. At least that's what it appears to be, but Master Seal was another one of those cheapskate drugstore labels, and the knowledgeable amongst you will have recognised that that track was actually a Freddie Mitchell Band and was originally issued on the Derby label in 1952. It's called Cold Heat and it was Derby 1793. So there. Let's now listen to Duke Boy Bonner.
Babe, you're sitting over there, baby. Sitting all by yourself. Just you come on and join me, baby, unless you're waiting for someone else. You should rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. See how much fun I can be. Love to have my fun, pretty baby. Stay out all night long. You oughta come on with me, baby. Find out what's going on. You oughta rock with me, baby. Yeah, rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. See how much fun I can be.
Some interesting guitar chords there. That was Duke Boy Bonner on Irma 111 from 1957. Actually, the label says Duke Boy Barner, B-A-R-N-E-R. I don't know whether Bob Geddins, who owned the record label, misheard or just wanted to change the name Who knows? Anyway, that was Duke Boyd Bonner in 1957. By 1960, he was back down south and managing to persuade the great musicologist Alan Lomax that he'd never recorded before. He was just a country boy, and he should be included on the Alan Lomax Blues Roll On album of country performers. Okay, talking of country performers, let's go and have a little Cajun music. This is Buzu Chavez and Jolly Catin. Buzu Chavez on a Maison de Sol LP called Zydeco Homebrew from 1989. Jolly Catin. Buzu Chavez had a hit in the 50s with Paper in My Shoe and then retired because I think they didn't pay him and he didn't want to make any more records and not get paid. And it was until the 80s before he was rediscovered and came back out and made some more records. Next up is Earl Williams and this is Oh Baby Please.
My friend was with his baby. He had the lights turned on. Her husband wore his sneakers. And now my friend is gone. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Put out the lights. Another friend stood in the light. His wife was snooping around. She came in shouting and shooting. Now my poor friend can't sit down. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Put out the lights. Oh, baby, please. turned on. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Put out the lights. Now, I hate to tell you, baby, I love you just the same. But it sure looks like your husband peeping through that window pane. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Put out the light.
Yeah, so baby, please turn out the light. That was Earl Williams, and on an unusual label, Arcadia 114 from 1958.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, folks, we've come to that time in the show when I play something a little challenging for you to listen to. And this track this week comes from Mad Magazine Twists Rock and Roll from 1962. And it's written on the boys' bathroom wall.
I'm just gonna quit seeing her. I ain't even gonna call. 'Cause today I found her telephone number written on the boys' bathroom wall. Even say hello when I pass her in the hall. What's a poor guy to do when he finds his girl's number written on the boy's bathroom wall? Oh, how I felt, my heart turned cold when I saw those cruel words staring at me. If anyone needs a girl to hold, call 1-6-5-2-3. I'm tearing a picture in half. We're finished, we're through, that's all. And I'm never gonna dial that telephone number written on the bar's bathroom wall. My heart turned cold when I saw those cruel words staring at me. If anyone needs a girl to hold, call 1-6-5-2-3. I'm tearing a picture in half. We're finished, we're through, that's all. And I'm never gonna dial that telephone number written on the bar's bathroom wall. Written on the bar's bathroom wall. Written on the bar's bathroom wall. Just written on the bar's bathroom wall.
Well, after that discovery, there's nothing much else to do but get booted.
Jack, man, have you ever been booted?
Booted, man!
Yeah, booted!
Yeah, man!
She's been sneaking out and ain't done me right. Treat me like dirt, treat me like sand. When she kicked me out for another man, she really booted me out, man. Now they dug my titties and they pulled my car. I'm gonna get that gym just to serve it up. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can beat my titties, you can pull my car, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late. I'm gonna take
my knife and I will.
Roscoe Gordon and Booted. That was RPM 344 from 1952. Well, while the bouncers throw Roscoe out into the street, here's Jimmy Reed, who wants to be loved. Jimmy Reed with his classic Chicago band, Earl Phillips on the drums, Eddie Taylor on the guitar, and I Want to Be Loved, VJ 326 from 1958. Not one of his hits, but a great record anyway. Well, no party would be complete without a fight, and this looks like one coming up. Here there's King Perry, who's looking for trouble. Get out of my face.
Out of my face. talking like a baby, running your hand through my hair. Why you talking like a baby, running your hand through my hair? That old Billy Dan cooing ain't gonna get you nowhere. I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. Yes, I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. You wanna call me daddy and start trying to be real cute. Oh, you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place. Go, 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 yeah, go, go. I know you don't love me. All you want from me is my dough. So you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you want me to be your ace. I don't mind giving you money, but you know I've got pride when I know you're jiving, honey. Let me wait on inside. Don't be calling me daddy. I ain't coming no more. You let the doorknob hit you, out the door you go. Yeah, you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place.
Get On Out of My Face, that was King Perry, and it was on Look 104 from 1955. Well, you have been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Look forward to seeing you next week. I'm going to leave you with kind of a topical track, I guess. This is Ray Charles and his big hit, Sticks and Stones.
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Bricks and stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused, and my heart's been broken. I've been abused, I've been buked,
and I've been stopped.
People talking, trying to pick us up, yeah, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad, yes, anything to make me shame. Make me shame. Yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I know it.
Oh, yes,
and you know it too.
Oh, yes,
don't you know it too?
Oh, yes,
don't you know it too? Yeah.
It's over. We may never meet again.
wasting my time.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield.